we're going to be talking about coffee right now. I know Australia has a really, really important and storied coffee culture. We love, you know, just taking a moment in our day, whether it's in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening even, to just have one of our, you know, really premium, like, steamed milk beverages. We've found every, you know, we've explored every single different permutation and combination of coffee here in Australia. And also, we've been awarded for it. You know, Australian coffee wins overseas, even in places like Italy, which apparently invented the art of being able to enjoy your coffee. Another place that has a really big coffee culture, well, New York. You know, you watch any kind of TV show or you go there and everyone's got a cup in hand. Everyone's enjoying it with cream and sugar. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit more. How does Australian coffee measure up against American, specifically New York coffee? I've got Bethany and Max, my two producers, here in the studio. We're gonna show down, guys. let's kick it off.
Oh, how long has it been since we did a segment of Vegemite pizza?
It's been a while. So I'm gonna kick it off with Australia. So you know, coffee, besides money, oil, and power, I feel like to some degree, coffee seems to make the world go round. It's such a huge commodity. Big statement, but let me back it up. Millions of people work in the business and trade in the trade of coffee. And if you're not, it's an integral part of your day. Across the world, some treat coffee with a sort of sanctity. For others, it's purely fuel to keep working. But for Aussies, we take our coffee strong and seriously. So espresso coffee, which we've all come to know and love, it came to Australia with the Italian immigrants in the 1930s, but it was popularized in the 1950s with an influx of World War II European immigrants. From there, we've embraced the espresso style of coffee and adopted the European cafe culture. We've delved so far down the rabbit hole with this that in 1985, the term flat white was actually coined by an Australian barista, Alan Preston. To me, I think one of the biggest differences between US and Australian coffee culture, besides the debate of espresso versus drip coffee, is how we actually take it and drink it. Here, it's a very social thing. You know, you order a coffee. It's usually from a local cafe. You know the name of the barista. The barista knows you. There's a bit of a relationship and rapport there. You know, you take your time out of your day to sit and socialize and take a break. I feel like that's not really shared over in America. You know, take Starbucks, for example. It's fast-paced service, takeaway, and it's treated as fuel to work rather than something to enjoy.
The opium of the masses.
For sure. Kind of the opposite effect of opium, though, yeah. Isn't it? Can I take it away there?
Yeah.
So apologies to the audience. I'm actually coming off of a cup of coffee, so I'm a little bit
wired.
Worldwide here in the 2SEL studio.
One of the most iconic images of New York City is that Greek diner style coffee cup with like the Greek key and the "we're happy to serve you." That's ubiquitous. It's seen in film. It's seen almost everywhere. It's become a very popular image. Now, New Yorkers are under no pretense that our coffee is not the best compared to Australia. It's largely utilitarian. That said, New York has a huge coffee culture. Back in the 17th century, housewives were roasting their own beans at home, which actually was kind of dangerous and was sort of imperfected. The inventor of the batch roasting method was born in New York and actually helped to popularize a huge coffee boom. By the late 1800s, New York City was one of the third largest importers of the world and coffee beans. And there was a coffee district in Lower Manhattan. The CEO, former CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, was born in Canarsie in Brooklyn. So New York City has a huge coffee culture that I actually really didn't know about because you're right. Everyone's on the go there. We love our Starbucks. That's not an advertising. This is just naming the place. We love our Dunkin' Donuts, especially if you're from New England like I am. It's really important to us, but we do actually have time. When we're not on the day-to-day, there are little shops and the cafes in New York City where you can get a good cup of coffee. And some of them are Australian. Yeah. There are Australian cafes in New York that a lot of people, when they come from Australia to visit New York City, they'll specifically go to.
But that's not New York coffee culture. That's Australian coffee culture.
When you talk about the Italians and the Greeks who came over, combined forces to give New York a coffee culture, when does it become Australian versus New York? When does it sort of just become its own thing?
That's true.
You know, that's kind of the whole immigrant experience in a way.
Culture is always dynamic, right?
It's always moving. So, I mean, I get a little bit defensive when Australians are like, oh, well, the coffee in America is terrible. It's like, it really depends on where you go. I think you are blessed. You're so privileged with your good coffee here. I think I've become addicted to coffee since I got here because everywhere I go is so darn good. But I'm sure that if I took you, Bethany, or you, Sid, to a coffee place that I thought was great, you'd be like, oh, this isn't as good as X, Y, or Z other place.
I guess so. I think that like a really big thing that I've noticed is like people's attitude in Australia towards their coffee. They think of it really personally.
Yeah.
I'm a barista by day when I'm not here. And the way that people... act can be quite intense sometimes.
Yeah, it's like a part of identity, right? Like having your own particular coffee order. And I don't know, maybe it's because like with our coffee here in Australia, there are so many different ways of steaming the milk or so many different syrups or so many like, you know, different styles that you can
drink it
in.
Different milks.
Right. And you know, that now you've got like AeroPress and you've got cold drip and cold brew.
Affogatos, which are fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. I really do think that like coffee in Australia, the reason why it's at different heights to around the world is because we've got so many different types, probably because we've got so much milk here, but also because coffee's become a form of identity politics for us.
It really has.
So interesting when I first moved here, because I mean, you know, being a former New Yorker and as an American, Seattle is where we think of in America as being the huge coffee city. And they probably have very similar attitudes to many Australians. I'm going to guess probably close to Melbourneers than anything.
But hey, our baristas are better. You know, they're award-winning. They win everywhere. There's no question about that.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm not biased at all. Right?
Okay, fine. Whatever you want.
Anyway, Bethany, Max, thank you so much for joining me in the studio.
No worries. Thanks, Sid.
And, well, there you heard it. You know, New York coffee culture versus Australian coffee culture, utility versus artisan craftsmanship, if you can call it that. What do you prefer? I'd love to get your thoughts. You can always tweet to me at the Dalai Sharma on Twitter.